I'm Keith Martin with Norton Rose Fulbright in Washington. I'd like to introduce our panelists. I'm going to start with Ray Long, I'm going to work from left to right. Ray Long is CEO of the American Council on Renewable Energy. He just started that job in December or January?
It was November 28.
November 28. Time flies. He has more than 20 years' experience as basically as Senior Vice President for External Affairs with Clearway Energy and its predecessor, NRG Energy, so he's an old hand in Washington. Then Diana Furtscott-Roth is a director of the Center for Energy, Climate, and Environment at the Heritage Foundation, a right-leaning think tank that has been around Washington for a long time. She's an Oxford-trained economist. She held senior policy positions in the Reagan and two Bush administrations, including as chief economist at the Department of Labor, Chief of Staff to the Council of Economic Advisors in the White House, and she was an acting Assistant Secretary for Economic Policy at the U.S. Treasury. Next to her is J.C. Sandberg, who is Chief Advocacy Officer of the American Clean Power Association. Before that, he was head of Global Government Relations and Policy for GE Renewable Energy, and before that, he was counsel to the Senate Committee on Environment and Public Works. He spent some time in private law practice. And then on the far right is Abby Hopper, who is CEO of the Solar Energy Industries Association. She was before that head of the Bureau of Ocean Energy Management, which is critical to offshore wind. And before that, she was head of the Maryland Energy Agency and energy advisor to Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley. She was a staff attorney for the Maryland Public Service Commission at one point, and she spent 9 years in private law practice. I'm going to roam around the audience, so if you have questions as we go along, I can work them in. So I want to start with Diana Furtscott-Roth. Diana, anyone who wants to know what Trump will do if he's elected just has to read the Mandate for Leadership 2025 that the Heritage Foundation put out last summer. It's a roadmap for the first 180-day agenda. It was written by 400 former Trump officials and former Republican office holders. How has the book been received by the Trump inner circle?
Well, thank you so much for that question. And I want to thank you for having me on the panel. I want to thank all of you for listening. And I realize that I'm, the one lone Trump supporter. I'm the one Republican on this panel, the one person who served in the Reagan. Oh,
yeah,
great.
Yeah,
we're
we
balanced.
Have two.
Pardon?
Great.
I'm a
balanced.
Republican
okay.
also. Yeah.
All right, great. I've served in the Reagan administration, both Bush administrations and the Trump administration, as a professional economist. And look, I think that the wars in the Middle East and the Ukraine have shown us three things. First of all, that surprises happen. Secondly, that we need self-reliance, and thirdly, that this means we need more oil and natural gas production. And that's what the energy chapter in the Mandate for Leadership said. It wasn't written by the Heritage Foundation. It was compiled by the Heritage Foundation with the help of 75 other think tanks. And it's a guide not just for Republicans. It's a guide for anyone who wants different ideas on economic policy. I authored the transportation chapter. I was Deputy Assistant Secretary for Research and Technology at the Transportation Department under President Trump. So anyway, it's online, it's free. I recommend it to anybody who wants new ideas and who also wants a guide to thinking from these 75 or so Republican organizations in
Diana,
Washington.
How has it been received by the Trump campaign? Do you know?
It's out there, and the energy chapter in it is practically the same as what the chief of energy policy at President Trump's think tank, America First Policy Institute, says. Carla Sands, former ambassador to Denmark, and all the Republican candidates say the same thing, that the Inflation Reduction Act tax credits should be repealed. There should be more production of oil and natural gas. There shouldn't be any subsidies. Renewables should be on an even playing field with oil and natural gas. all the slowdowns for permitting of pipelines, export terminals should be ended so that not only can we produce more oil and natural gas in the United States,